Hey neighbor.
Hey neighbor.
I'm Court.
And I'm Em.
And this is our podcast, My Favorite Neighbor.
A podcast where a Canadian and an American come together to discuss our perspectives.
Happy Halloween!
Woohoo! Woo! Hello, party people.
You guys are in the future. Are we in the future? We're in the future, and you guys are just in present time, which is Halloween. So we're pre-recording this before the day of Halloween, but we really wanted to make sure that you guys got like a spooky episode on Halloween. And yeah, and since Halloween is priority in Emily's life, and I am also terrible at waking up on time and scheduling, there was just no way we were going to get like a live Halloween episode recorded, edited, and up on Halloween before you guys are out enjoying your festivities. So
yeah, there's no way.
As like, much as we wish we could do that, I don't think we're capable of that yet. And like get the artwork and get the social media posts. I feel like procrastinating just listing it, so we know we're gonna actually be able to complete it in time.
We're just like we're just gonna pre-record.
Well, see, the thing was is we were gonna pre-record all of our like Halloween double episodes so that we weren't like recording like multiple times a week because it would get to be a lot. However, the year snuck up on us somehow, and suddenly it was Halloween, and we had no episodes pre-recorded. So it kind of, like, we had to do all this, and we have other things going on in our lives, but Halloween still takes priority. So we make it happen, but it was just not as we planned.
Are you dressing up for work at all?
I'm not really allowed to. I, like, can wear, there's, like, dress code rules, basically number one, just because like for safety. So I can like wear all black and be like, yeah, I'm Black Widow, but I'm not allowed to wear like a wig or anything, and my makeup has to be in good taste because like I'm a manager, so if I have
in
to talk
good
to
taste
people, yeah, I know. I literally put up the dress code like 2 days ago for everybody. I'm like, in good taste. I was like, it has to be conservative and in good taste. And I'm like, what if people like misread conservative as like conservative as in like the Canadian political party? So they it's not conservative. It's a big like conservative flag on their face, which is not good because I don't whatever. But I'm like, I just love that like the twist. Of like, when I say I'm conservative, which am I? Which happened to me once. I was, sorry, I'm already off topic. This is already our show going off, but I'm going to tell the story anyways. I forget what happened, like, what we got to the point, but me and my friends were out in public, and when I ended up saying fairly loudly, I'm conservative. Meaning, like, I don't, like, and in my head, I just meant, like, I like to keep, like, some private things private. Like, I don't want to tell the whole world everything. But then, like, people looked at me. So then I feel like I had to announce sexually, not politically. Because I was like, I don't want to, I'd rather people know that than think I'm associated with conservatives politically.
Sexually, not politically.
Do not get me wrong, sis.
So, I'm just not kinky.
So, I mean, I just meant that I was discreet. Just kidding. But yeah, so I won't be dressing up as a conservative for this Halloween, I can tell you that.
So no exhibitionism for you then, huh?
No, no. Not this Halloween.
Not this Halloween. Maybe next Halloween.
We'll keep the next Halloween's open for some thought, but we'll see what turns out.
Just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
Just in case I'm suddenly not conservative anymore. We'll see where the dice lay. Yeah.
Who knows? Today, tomorrow, we never know.
It changes on a dime.
Next thing you know, last minute. That's our segue. Woohoo! Got it. Hit it. Nailed it on the head.
Boom! Slam the hammer.
Last minute Halloween costumes. You can go out as a conservative, or you can go out as a conservative.
You could go on to someone who's conservative sexually and just dress as Courtney. I just can't. I feel like you've told me that story before, but I'm pretty sure that it kills me every single time.
I know, it kills me, to be honest. I crack myself up. So today we want to talk about like last minute Halloween costumes, good Halloween costumes, just Halloween. Okay, it's Halloween. We're gonna talk about Halloween, whatever we want. If we can tie it back, it's on the table.
If we can't tie it back, it's on the table. Everything's on the table.
If we can't tie it back, too bad, because we already said it out loud. 30 minutes later, I'll remember and find a way to tie it back.
It's too late to turn back now. Okay. So, Courtney, What is your favorite Halloween costume you've done?
My favorite Halloween costume that I've ever personally done?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story, but is any story with me ever easy? I don't think so. So technically, I didn't wear the Halloween costume, but it's my favorite Halloween costume I've ever done.
Nobody said it was easy, but nobody ever said it would be this hard.
I know, that's really how I felt in this moment. So, when I was younger, I always wanted to dress up as a juice box.
As a juice box.
So, I didn't have the means or creativity or my own funding as a child, and my mom did not see my dream as becoming a juice box. So, when I was old enough for high school, our Halloween costume day, I convinced me and my best friend that we should build juice box costumes. So, we had, like, these big, like, vacuum cleaner boxes, and we got, like, brown big paper, and we were going to paint over them, and we had, like, pool noodles as straws. So, honestly, they looked so cool. However, I was sick on Halloween, so I didn't get to wear it to school. My friend did, and she did win best Halloween costume. So, and since she wore mine, because mine was a little more finished, I'm going to take part of that win for myself. Because it was my idea, my costume. She just had to embody me there. You know? But yeah, that would be my favorite Halloween costume idea I've come up with. And it could actually be done last minute if you have a pool noodle in a big box.
Things every home should have.
Exactly. If you don't have that, what are you doing?
You need to keep big boxes on hand just in case you need to dress up as a juice box.
Exactly. You never know. Or, like, build a fort.
True. That, too.
These are things that you have to do. What was your favorite costume that you've ever done?
I think it was my Harley one that I did not last year, but the year before.
What made it your favorite?
I just love Harley Quinn.
Valid.
And it was like, it wasn't like regular Harley Quinn or like even one of her costumes from the comics. It was like full-blown like grunge Harley. And I love grunge.
Those two things like you love so very much. So passionate.
I'm sorry. Everything you say keeps making me think about the conservative story.
I know I'm hilarious, but we have to leave it in the past and move on. Just picture me dressed in a juice box. I'm conservative. Oh no, man, you seem pretty kinky to me. Also, like, the whole thing was even funnier. Sorry. It's like, the fact that I had to announce that it was sexually, not politically, is because I was just trying to tell my friends why I don't give a kiss on the first date. Like, it's not a big deal. But, like, I felt like it became a big deal that the public might have assumed otherwise.
I'm sorry. Okay, I think this is officially gonna be my favorite episode we've ever done.
Like, this is the one.
This is the golden era of our content.
So what are you gonna dress up as for this Halloween? Because you're doing something, right?
Yeah, I'm having my friend over. Just one friend who's been also only going from, like, home and work ever. And, like, she did have some people over at her house, but she's gotten tested before coming here. So we're all good.
We're all safe. I'm guessing you're a safe person.
You come out as an actual safe. I'm just...
You said safe. I was thinking of, like, pine pylon.
half this episode is gonna be me giggling because Courtney's just too funny. I am once again bringing you Harley Quinn.
Is this gonna be the favorite costume ever, or is it gonna be a spinoff? What is it? What makes it different? Is it the same thing? We just loved it so much, we're bringing it back. Reboot it.
This is Harley Quinn from Birds of Prey.
Yeah, okay.
Whole different creature.
We've got some looks to serve.
Exactly. Though I did run out of time to make the jacket out of the shower curtain, so I'm a little sad.
How dare. How dare.
Stupid work.
Just all gets of in the way. Craftiness it would take. You can't do it. Your crafty heart must be dying.
I failed my Pinterest origin
story. Delete Pinterest now. You don't deserve it.
You're not allowed to have Pinterest if you can't do crafts.
Exactly. I, like, love crafts, but I'm definitely, like, that angry penguin that's, like, smashing, like, glue and glitter together. Like, I am not a relaxing crafter at all. I do love creating things, but it doesn't come naturally. I have to, like, force myself to do it, even though I like it. It's weird. And for that reason, yeah. I'm probably not dressing up for Halloween. Don't shoot me.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
I know. Maybe I'll do, like, a gender bender. I'll throw on some of my boyfriend's clothes, and I'll be him. I just want to wear a sweater, okay?
Does he have any flannels? You could work with that.
I mean, I have my own flannels.
Do you have a red and black flannel?
Yep.
There you are, be a lumberjack.
Yep. I definitely thought of that. That's just not a general Canadian look. I'll be a Canadian! Oh my god.
You dress up as a Canadian flag. It's all items you already own in your closet.
Oh my god, I think one time for, this isn't Halloween, but it is dressing up, so my college did pub nights, and so every pub night there was a different theme.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to dress up, even though it was Halloween, like once a week you got to dress up if you wanted to go hard, and we did. And the one theme was Out for a Rip, Bud. Have you ever heard the song Out for a Rip?
No.
Okay, we're gonna listen to it after. Probably for the best that you haven't listened to it now, because you will not stop giggling probably. Anyway, so it was just very, like, small town. Like, you'll get it. Like, I know y'all understand it. Like, very small town. Mm-hmm. It's a little more Canadian-esque, but you'll get it. And so you basically just had to, like, show up in, like, camo, and, like, I wore a Duck Dynasty hat. And, like, it was like, to the city people I went to college with, they were like, this is so funny. And I'm like, I look like everybody from my hometown. I dressed up as my neighbor.
Are we gonna listen to it after we collided?
Yes.
Okay, so high key, very, very side tangent. Well, I really want to do a stream where we just watch after we collided and just make the fun of it the entire time.
Oh, do you know what's perfect for that? Is I actually bought After. The only movie I ever own on fucking Google Movie or Cineplex or whatever is After.
Such poor choices. Such poor life choices. And you're the mom friend.
I know. I don't know when it came out or when our friend came to visit us, but I feel like I had it for to watch with them. But I don't know.
Oh, is it the friend I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not even sure that's why, because I definitely had seen it before, because I couldn't wait.
I don't... I don't think it was out when they went to visit you.
That's what I was thinking, but I don't know for some reason. So maybe another friend came to visit me and we watched it. I just force people to watch it and they don't understand. And I'm like.
Also, please support this podcast so I can fund my trip to go see Courtney. Listener support and link tree and bio.
Thank you.
Of Instagram. Which we will plug at the end of the episode as well.
We would much appreciate it when the borders safely open safely and we eventually will let Americans back into our country one day. Maybe.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Fund Emily's fake passport. Just kidding.
Fund my Canadian passport. That's totally legit.
Fund Emily's dual citizenship. Thank you.
Fund me and Courtney's Halloween wedding so I can get Canadian citizenship.
Thank you.
Namaste. Okay, costumes.
So like I was trying to see if a lot of people posted like costumes that they're dressing up for this year already, because I know a lot of like celebrities and influencers like do multiple events and stuff like that. However, a lot of them have either not posted yet, or the people who are posting are people I don't associate with because they probably are not following safety rules. And yeah, so there's not a lot that I could find, but I want to talk about two costumes that I really like that I did find, and I don't know if you've seen them. They're just from Dancing with the Stars. Like, their Halloween theme, I guess. So
I have not.
One is Sky Jackson, and so she is Sexy Chucky. Just kidding, but she did.
I was like, oh my god, please.
Her dancing partner did Chucky, and she did the Bride of Chucky. So it actually is really cool. It looks really cool. She's Tiffany. I really like it. And then on the same show, Dancing with the Stars, Chrishell Stouse from Selling Sunset did like Maleficent, and I just thought it looked really cool as well.
I keep forgetting that Dancing with the Stars is a thing.
I know. I mean, I don't watch it. I just saw pictures from it. So the only other celebrity I've really seen to post anything else is Vanessa Hudgens. But like, she always posts stuff every year, but I don't think she's getting like as good as she used to be. Maybe it's karma. Maybe just kidding. I don't know. But
maybe it's the fact that she thought the
virus was nothing.
Season,
Henny, Coachella's canceled. Halloween's canceled. How do you feel? But yeah, I just haven't seen her looks like this year. Live up to anything that she's done before, or maybe Austin was the key to her looks. Who knows?
Well, like, I just, this is for a separate episode, but I think when it's definitely karma coming back to bite you when you say that festival season is more important than a virus that has now killed over 200,000 people in the U.S. But
I mean, hopefully karma will be harder than not giving her a good look to serve, but
hopefully
it's the start of something.
She has a apparent, so you know how she did the what's that movie called? The Princess Switch?
Yeah, but I haven't seen it.
Last year?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but apparently there's a sequel coming out, and now there's three of her.
Oh my god.
So my question is, are they just going to add one more?
Every time. Sequel? Oh my god, it's going to turn into like Orphan Black.
Somehow they get like this deep clone plot just like thrown in there at random, not explained at all.
I honestly probably make it better.
Okay, costumes, we need to focus. Costumes.
Have you seen any celebrities with costumes this year or no, or like influencers?
I haven't really seen like much Halloween stuff this year, it seems like.
No.
Which, like, I feel like so many people are just like, oh, it's canceled, and it's like, you can still do things at home, like,
yeah, you can still
just because you're not
home.
Partying.
Especially if you have, like, a personal shopper, because you're a celebrity, so, like, you don't even have to risk your life to go out and get it. But yeah, I couldn't literally not find anything else, which is like, I'm like, good for you guys for not going out to events, but bad for you guys because I want content to review. But also, it's not Halloween yet, so we're kind of, you know, taking that. So I thought I'd make a list of some of my favorite celebrity Halloween costumes ever instead. Mm. So you guys are in for a treat. I don't have very many because I couldn't think of many. But they're a start. The first one is, I'm just going to talk about this as a subject in general. I think it's so funny slash weird when celebrities dress up like other celebrities, because it's like, they're dressing up as an icon, right? But to me, it's like, well, you're an icon dressing up as an icon. So it's like Inception kind of type thing. So I just find it really cool.
It's iconception.
But it's even like crazier when it's like, they're on the same level as like fame. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, like, didn't Kendall Jenner, like, last year dress up as, like, Billie Eilish?
I think Nina Dobrev did, but maybe Kendall did, too.
There might have been several.
Yeah, so that I was going to talk about is multiple people dressed up as Billie, because she's an icon. And these people were famous before she was, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to dress up as her. None of them are my favorite, because I think they all could have been done better. But at the same time, like, you're dressing up as Billie, like, I think if you perfected it too much, it wouldn't be Billy-esque. But one of my favorite, like, celebrities dressing up celebrities is Neil Patrick Harris and David Bortka as the Olsen twins.
Whoa. When did they do that?
Like, either last year or the year before that, I think. Not that long ago.
I don't remember seeing this.
Well, get your eyes checked, because It Takes Two, baby. They're back. Billboard Dad. Mary-Kate and Ashley Have a Sleepover Party is definitely a film name.
Our lips are sealed.
New York Minute.
This is a competition. Passport to Paris. We just keep the rest of the podcast is just us listing Mary-Kate and Ashley movies.
But it's like all of the ones that are like Mary-Kate and Ashley Have a Sleepover Party. Mary-Kate and Ashley Have a Horse Camp Party. Like, it's like those, like, I know those aren't the actual titles, but there's like ones like that where it's just different types of parties, and they're like, you're invited, you're invited. Anyways, I'm uninvited for that.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Do a Middle School Dance. I feel like that was, there was something that had a middle school dance in it, because I distinctly remember watching that.
Yeah, I remember that Christmas one, but I don't remember like all the other ones, so I can't say for sure.
I don't think I've ever seen their Christmas one.
Oh, it was good. It looked really cozy. That's what I wanted my Christmas look like as a kid. In honor of, like, my juice box costume, Jennifer Garner dressing up as a mailbox was much appreciated. I think her and I would be friends. Mm.
It's just solely based on boxed costumes.
Yeah, it's a boxed costume party, man. You weren't invited.
Nobody can get around because their arms just stick out.
Okay, you keep
boxes.
Like bumping. Somebody dropped something on the floor. No one can get in.
They have to like bend themselves.
But it's like a domino effect. Like you slip and you knock the next guy over. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. A good time.
It's like bowling pins.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Bowling pin, last minute costume idea?
Ooh. It really could be, though.
I feel like another good, like, last minute costume idea is just anybody from the Addams Family.
That's true. If you have a black dress, odds are you can make it work.
Yeah, and, like, if you have darker hair, that helps. But if not, you can get, like, you. If you have a wig, you most likely have a black wig for Halloween somewhere stored in the closet. And so you can make it work. And if maybe you're pale, or you can just use makeup to make yourself look more pale or whatever. But I think that would be a very achievable one. One of my favorite celebrity ones with Joe Jonas and Sophie is Gomez and Morticia. They did very good. But yeah, I think you don't have to be on their level, but you could even just... do that. I think a good rule also for like last minute Halloween costume ideas is pick a color that you can make a full outfit out of. So like, let's say maybe you don't have a lot of black, but you have a lot of white or a lot of pink. Think of characters or like emotions or things that are those colors, like, you know what I mean? So you can like if you have all orange or whatever, maybe you can do a different version of Velma, you know, We all have pink. You can do bubblegum. A lot of people were doing the Willy Wonka girl, so you could just do purple and violet. How did I not know her name?
Literally, you could do all purple. I wonder what her name is. Yeah, no, you have, like, a blue tracksuit or whatever, because those were popular not too long ago. Like, bright blue tracksuit, just a little shimmery purple on the nose, boom.
Done.
You're violet.
You've got it down. The only thing that you shouldn't do is a black cat. Only because it's overdone, and honestly, I believe that wearing a black cat for Halloween costume is a curse because you're uncreative and you will have an interest in Halloween. And that's from my own experience of the 1 year I went as a black cat.
Well, you said black cat, and I immediately thought of Felicia Hardy from the Marvel comics, and I'm like, why shouldn't they be black cat?
Question you. Well, maybe if you have a purpose other than I'm a black cat, but I was literally, like, invited to a Halloween party, and I was, like, did not think about my costume in advance at all, and that night I was like, what should I go as? And I did, like, a black top. I didn't even have black pants. I had, like, purple leggings, but they had cheetah print on them. So I went, like, I should have just went as a cheetah girl, but no, I was a black cat. And then, and my other friend went as a black cat too. She said, what are you going as? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I don't know, I'm doing a black cat. So she did a black cat. And then my other friend thought about her costume and did Little Red Riding Hood. And her boyfriend, I think, was the wolf. So they were ahead of us, but we were not. And yeah, I'm going to tell a story now. I'm ready for it. Here we are. We're going in. So it was Halloween. I don't know how old I was, but I'm in a black cat costume. I'm going to say I'm 16. 17. I'm 17. Okay. We meet at a Tim Hortons because that's what you do in a small town. Everybody's picking us up. We're going to head to the bar and party. So we're driving outside of town. Before this party, I've probably had a little bit of apple juice.
Like actual apple
juice? No, I probably had some alcoholic beverages, but I'm underage, so don't drink underage, kids. But I do love apple juice, so thank God you said that you needed some clarification. So me and my friend, when we were waiting for, like, before we went to go walk to Tim Hortons, we probably drank a little bit, but not a lot. And then, so we meet up with our friends, so he's driving, he's not drinking, he's our DD. So we're all 17, and he is 21. No, he's 20. He's 20. So we're not going to talk about age difference. I don't pick who my friends date. Anyway, so he's 20. He's our designated driver. We're all in the car. We're driving around having a good time, like, listening to music. We pull up onto, like, a road in my town, like, leaving the town, and another car pulls up next to us at the lights. It's like a Mustang. It revs its engine. We're in, like, a Prius. We rev our engine. Just kidding. It's not a Prius, but, like, I always made fun of him and called it a Prius because it's just, like, I don't even know why. It's just, like, not a cool car, but it's, like, it's not a Mustang is the point. We rev our engines. And then, like, the guy, like, rolled down his window, and he's like, what a race. And we were like, yeah. So, like, we, fully knowing we were probably not going to win, raced him from, like, a couple blocks. But we're still in town, technically, and I don't know, like, where everybody else lives, but there's a lower speed limit in town. So when you're racing, not only are you speeding, but you're speeding way more, and there's heavier penalties for speeding in town, and there's heavier penalties for street racing in town.
Yeah.
So we get to, like, the end of the road, and the Mustang turns off the road, and we have to keep going straight because that's where we're going, and a cop pulls up behind us and turns his lights on. So we keep get pulled over, and he's like, we're all scared, and he's like, so what were you doing back there? And we're, the guy was like, oh, we were racing her. That person. And he's like, well, at least you're not dumb enough to lie to me. And I'm like, my heart is beating right now because, number one, I'm now realizing that my backpack that should be in the trunk is on the floor in front of my feet.
And I'm guessing it had some apple juice.
Yeah, it had some things in it that were not legal at my age. Or in Canada at the time.
Wait, in Canada as a whole?
Well, like, weed wasn't legal when I was 17.
Oh.
Just so everybody knows, but it's legal now. Do not condone it, and I do not do drugs, but I have my friend's stuff.
Keep forgetting that, you know, Canada's so far, like, above America.
You're like, what? You're like, what did you have in your bag? Heroin? Like, no.
I was like, you only had alcohol in there. What?
Yeah. It probably wouldn't be the big deal, but the issue was, is like I've definitely smoked weed before, but at the time, that specifically wasn't even my weed. I was just my friend's weed. So, but it was in my bag in front of my feet with alcohol in it, but open alcohol. We weren't drinking while we were in the car, but it was open. So that's another issue that was happening. This way you don't dress up a black cat, I swear. And then, so the cop, like, continues talking, and he, like, gathers his information. He's like, so what are you guys doing tonight? We're, like, going to a party. And then he's like, so you're going to a party? Who's the DD? And the driver is like, I am. And he's like, so everybody else here is underage. You're the only one of age and able to drink, and you're the DD. And we're like, yeah, we're just going to support him. Like, we're all just going to a sober party, really. What the heck?
Like, dumbasses.
Yeah, like, not, like, my, like, we all, like, some of us had our licenses, so none of us could say, oh, he's driving here, but we're the DD back, and we're, like, friends with her, so we're just going, so she's not alone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, yeah. I don't know, but, like, it didn't work out that way. And then, like, so the driver, like, just keeps talking, and, like, whatever, the cop goes back, and he's like, so, like, this is how many demerit points I should be taking off of you right now, which means all of you guys would be getting out of this car, it would be being checked and towed, and you'd lose your license. Like, so you're gonna have to call somebody to come pick you guys up. And I was like, oh my god. So I'm like panicked, and I probably look scared, very scared. And he's like, what's in your bag? And I kind of had kicked it a little bit under the seat, and I was like, ah, he saw it definitely. And I was like, this big? like held it close to me. I was just like, yeah. And I was like, sleepover stuff. Tampons, pads, you know, just the girly stuff. And god, he didn't check that backpack. I don't know if it's because he felt bad for me or because he did not want to see a tampon. I was so relieved. And then he was like, so listen, you guys seem like a bunch of good kids, and I don't want to ruin your night, so promise me that you're gonna be safe, don't race, nobody drink and drive, and you're going to have a good time at your party. And he let us go.
Good.
Yeah. And I solely believe it's because we were all sitting, my, like, the girl in the front seat was sitting there with her, like, cleavage out. But we're not going to get on it. She's like, I am so sorry, officer. But also, I just think the driver, like, he had such good charisma, and he was pretty on, like, we were just honest. Like, we other than, like, our intentions to not drink and what was in my backpack, we were just like, yeah, we were racing, and like, we're sorry, and like, yeah, these are all our names and our ages and like stuff. Like, we never gave him a hard time, so I feel like that was like the key to it. But yeah, also, I called the curse of the black cat costume. Was the first time I had a heart attack and thought my mom was gonna disown me.
This is why you don't drink underage or do drugs, kids.
Exactly. Please don't, actually. And I know I'm laughing while telling the story, but it's not even worth it. Like, number one, it's not even that much fun. You get to do it when you're an adult anyways, like when you're at college. That's when it's more fun anyways. And hopefully, wherever you are, if you do want to experience, like, weed and stuff, it'll be legal there, so you can have it safely. But maybe not, because maybe it's not as advanced as Canada. But hopefully at one point that'll happen, so you can have a good Halloween. Not that you need those to have a good Halloween, because I'm having a sober Halloween. It's going to be fun.
I kept thinking I was going to sneeze. And part of me just enjoys that you just kept going. Being like, you're going to chime in here?
Yeah, Yeah, I'm gonna just say something and we can move on. But no, just see how long Courtney will ramble about the same subject.
So, speaking of last minute Halloween costumes, I realized that I can dress up for work, and I also realized I did not have a costume that was appropriate for work.
Taking it with a black cat?
No.
Okay, good.
Actually, I'm gonna go with Medusa.
I mean, I don't know if that's an easy last minute Halloween costume. How are you making it easy?
There is a costume set that I got from Walmart, and I'm using the headband and the earrings, and then I'm gonna go ham on the makeup.
Nice.
And yeah.
So you can wear a full face of makeup?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm allergic to how, like, face paint, but, like, normal makeup I can do fine.
See, I'm just doing, like, mostly normal makeup plus some glitter.
Oh, yeah. You and some glitter. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be well on your way. People don't turn to stone, they'll be blinded.
Or both.
Possibly. They turn to glitter stones.
Oh my god. Could you imagine?
They turn into, like, sparkly rhinestones. A twist?
They do... They pull, like, an Emma Frost and just, like, turn into diamond.
Yeah.
That is the bougie Medusa I'm going for.
Well, I want to see that. I want to see all the pictures.
I will show you when I'm all dressed tomorrow.
If I would be forced to dress up, I would probably just do Wednesday.
Funnily enough, I don't really have a dress that would work for Wednesday.
I do. I don't know why it took me that long to say that. I was just thinking in my head if I did or not. That or, like, I would probably, like, I could do, like, a schoolgirl. Like, I know that's kind of lame as well, but I do have, like, a plaid skirt and a blouse and glasses, so.
I, again, don't have anything that's work appropriate for a school girl.
I mean, I don't know if it's work appropriate. I said if I had to do a last minute costume. you can go as a doctor or a nurse because we're all wearing masks anyways. Just kidding. You could do, like, a good, if you are a nurse and you have scrubs, you could always do, like, a Meredith Grey and, like, a McDreamy.
That's true. You'd have to get the scrub caps, or you have to get the scrub caps, though.
Yeah.
You'd have to figure out where to find those.
If you're a big enough Grey's Anatomy fan, you probably already have them.
Is this you coming out and saying you already have scrub caps?
No. Just kidding. I'm not, like, that big of a Grey's Anatomy fan. Like, I like it, but I'm not, like, die hard. Like, it's not my favorite show. Mm-hmm. But it is good.
I love the memes where it's like, could you imagine being straight, waking up and being like, Grey's Anatomy is my favorite.
I mean, it's a good TV show. And, like, I don't think you have to be straight to like it. Like, I know so many people that have crushes on the females that are females. And boys that have crushes on the boys that are boys. So.
Boys.
Girls. Like, the person who showed me Grey's Anatomy is one of my gay friends who's a guy. So. I don't think it's exclusively a straight show. I just think that it's hard to get into for the first couple seasons. And there's not a lot of representation for very many seasons. So it's hard to watch it.
I think the main thing those memes are saying is, like, if it's your favorite show, you are very straight.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's my sister's favorite show, and she's not straight. Like, I'm not going to get into this arguing with this meme.
We're going to spend an entire podcast episode just arguing memes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, my sister has a cat named Calliope. Like, she also has a cat named Nea, so we're not getting into what my sister names characters, the cats after her favorite characters and shows, but I'm just saying.
Wait, what's the second cat's name?
Naya Riviera.
Oh. I was like, wait.
Sorry,
what show has that?
I've always mispronounced the cat's name anyway, so.
It's fine. We're fine. It's fine.
What did I say your name was? Naya?
I think so.
That's my new employee really at off. Work, and I'm really sorry.
Oh no.
Life is hard. Names, they just.
We have not. We have not stayed on topic no. for like more than 2 minutes.
Life is episode. Hard. So is Bug's life. What did you think about the Kardashians' Bug Life costume?
Bringing it back. I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, well. I think it was like so last year or the year before. They all dressed up as like bugs.
Interesting.
It was nice. Kanye even dressed up as a bug. Not that we support him, but sometimes he doesn't dress Kanye. Up with his family. But this time he did. That's enough airtime for them. So we're going to go on to Gigi Hadid as a mask.
Who?
Gigi Hadid. She dressed up as the mask. Jim Carrey. Green guy. Yellow suit.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I know.
Sorry. You weren't saying anything. I know who you're
talking about. I was finding the pictures.
Oh, okay. I was like, does she not know? Is this a Canadian thing?
It's not a Canadian.
I mean, Jim Carrey is Canadian, but.
He is?
I think so. Maybe not.
I didn't
think. I mean, I'm going to claim
we'll
him.
We'll find
as,
out later.
I'm going to claim him as Canadian, but maybe he's not.
Okay, that Gigi Hadid as the mask is pretty good. That's a pretty good costume.
Oh, he's American Canadian. Oh my god, he's us. Should we have him on as our third host? That's crazy. He was born in Newmarket, Ontario. That's literally like in the greater Toronto area.
We just try to bring on Canadian American guests. Yes. And the only requirement is you're Canadian American.
Oh my god, my boyfriend can be on the podcast.
I don't think he'd want to be.
I know.
He's Canadian.
He's canceling one of his citizenships now. Just so we don't invite him onto the podcast.
So he doesn't feel obligated.
He moved to America.
To say no.
Cancels the Canadian one.
He should cancel his American citizenship anyway because you still have to pay taxes in America even if you move to Canada.
Yeah.
Like, that's so stupid. and they make you pay, like, $2,400 to divorce America. And I'm like, fuck you, America.
Like, if you're gonna leave us, you're gonna pay.
Who are you, my mother? Like, fucking hell. She'd have paid a total of, like, $6,900 by now, which is oddly appropriate.
I don't know. Like, maybe it's a good thing. I think, I don't know if it's different, though, for, like, people who are Canadian and born there. Or, like, if their parents are born there, but they're Canadian. Like, because they're not really leaving the country. Like, it's not really your choice. I'm not sure, though. Like, I think for the adults it would be, but for children, I don't know.
Do we,
I mean, I'll ask later. We'll know later. We don't know at this moment. Maybe we should get him on.
Congrats, surprise guest.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to discuss customs law with you. Immigration law, I should say.
Yeah.
You could go as an immigration lawyer for a last minute costume. Come in it.
Bringing it back.
I feel like it should not
I mean,
be
I feel like it's a reach. I feel like it's a little controversial at this time. But you could do it. We're not telling you to do it. We're saying you could do it.
Theoretically, you could do it.
You could dress up as a ghost by throwing a sheet over you.
you could dress up like almost any Tinder date I've ever had and just not text me back.
You can dress up as a Snapchat app. If your friend also just wears like a big yellow sheep behind you.
No. Courtney. I think you're missing the opportunity here. Your friend's wearing a giant box.
Yeah, true.
And you're dressed up as the ghost.
True.
You still get the boxed costume aspect and also the ghost. But if you abandon your friend at any point during the night, people are going to be like, what the fuck are you, SpongeBob?
I mean, it works. my sister went as SpongeBob 1 year.
I knew this one girl who literally dressed as slutty SpongeBob every single year. And I'm like, be creative.
You're like, it was quirky once. Now it's just annoying.
Now, like, we get it. You like SpongeBob.
I remember this 1 year. I wanted to dress as Post Malone, and I was like, this is going to be amazing, and everybody did it, and I was like, I am not quirky, I am not an individual, like, everybody's doing it. So instead, I decided, I already had the oversized button-up, so I was like, well, what am I going to do with this? I got it at a thrift shop, it was a men's extra large, and I was ready. So I thought that instead I would go as, if I got my friend to, like, dress up as, like, what are their names? Jumba and Peekly from Lilo and Stitch. I would be Jumba.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we would just hold a Stitch stuffed animal.
Plushie?
Yeah. And then she's really tall and I'm short, so it would work out well that she'd be, like, lanky and, like, Peekly and, like, it would be great. However, she was sick on Halloween, so then I was just... She's the friend that went and wore the juice box costume for me. Then she was sick on Halloween and I was Jumba by myself.
You have just bad blood because of Halloween.
I like Halloween. Halloween doesn't like me.
Me at my cat. I love Kamala. Kamala just doesn't love me.
You can dress up as your own animal. Last minute, maybe.
That's true.
I mean, I find it hard to dress up as a Shih Tzu, but... I'll make it work.
You could dress up as a shit zoo and just have a cage around you and your one, like, animal.
Oh, I was gonna say, and you're just... like, a piece of shit with a cage around you. Oh, it should be, that like, a word works. Association Halloween costumes. Oh my god, Emily, we should have a word association Halloween costume party.
Yes!
It's gonna, like, be better than the White Lies parties. Can I just, like, that white t-shirt, white, like, little white lies, and all of them are like, I don't have big boobs, and I'm like, okay, stop giving yourself a compliment with these lies.
I don't have daddy issues.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not having sex tonight. Honey, we said the lie. Sorry.
I am a virgin. Just like, it's all sexual, just all trying to get laid.
Yeah,
that,
like,
night.
No, like, on TikTok, that's all it is. It's, like, all, like, sexual stuff. And then there's, like, the one guy that, like, did something, like, I passed my math test.
There's, like, so the funniest part about those parties is that there's always probably people that are, like, haha, I'm gonna get laid tonight, and, like, stuff like that, like, saying that, like, they're not, but they are. And then, like, there's that one person that puts deep personal trauma on their
t-shirt.
Yeah,
there's, like, the one person that didn't get the memo, and it's like, my dad's alive, and then it scars everybody at the party. That's me. Okay, you caught me. But, like, what's also, like, funny about those parties is, like, a lot of this, number one, no parties. There's still a virus. But two, it's, like, they're all friends. So they know that they all know these things about each other anyways, like, these specific things. And they're just posting it on social media to get attention.
Yeah, it's just...
Or for, like, the one person that they don't know there.
Yes, they're all trying to bed the one person they don't know because they know all the people they do know are either going to be bad.
Yeah. We should,
or
like,
just are shit people.
Instead of, like, a white lie party, after our word association party, after the virus is over, we should have one where you have to, like, wear like a dark gray or black shirt and try to, number one, try to write on it, but two, and then you just share your dark trauma on it, so you just write your trauma on it.
It's called, let's see, so it's just called a dark trauma party. We have to no, but it's like a cryptic riddle, so you have to try to figure out everyone's trauma.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to, yeah, and then you'll just drink into the void. Void party.
All we do is listen to Evanescence.
Yeah, so that's all you're allowed to do. So, and yeah, that's maybe not last minute Halloween party ideas, but in the future Halloweens, when you're allowed to have Halloween parties safely, then those are some party ideas for you to have with your friends, because we're just so generous that we threw on top of our discussion some extra stuff for you guys.
Before we go, we should probably just sandwich in here some ways to safely celebrate Halloween this in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You can always have like one or two friends that like you know have been safe or like have been recently tested over to like watch movies and stuff like that, or like you can do Zoom calls and like use Cosme and stuff like that, and like Netflix watch party to like watch horror movies safely from a distance, and like you can turn it into like a drinking game every time someone gets scared or every time like somebody in the movie makes a bad decision. Don't black out, kids. Do sips, not shots.
Exactly. You can also stay home and you can play like your favorite video games. You can play like Plasmophobia, you can play Among Us, you can play Overwatch, you can play a game, but you can also dress up as your favorite character if you want while you're playing them with your friends. So you guys each pick a different character, dress up, play with them. There's probably a lot of Halloween events going on in some Halloween, like in video games, so they're not forgetting about you. You can also play board games and turn them into drinking games if you want to, but again,
it's true.
Be safe, separate. Mm-hmm. When you're going out to buy your like Halloween treats and stuff like that, make sure you're wearing a mask. It's Halloween. Wear a mask, a normal face mask. And also, you can wear a mask if you want to, but just remember like the safety of others, and if you are going to do something, just remember that when you're like outside, like let's say you're taking a walk with your friends, that you safely distance from everybody.
And remember, kids, like Corpse Husband says, you can technically wear a furry mask in the pandemic and it will protect you,
so why not?
Become a furry, it'll prevent COVID.
Exactly. Thank you for this public service announcement.
Oh god, I love this episode.
Become a furry, not a conservative.
Remember, be conservative sexually, not politically.
And with that, have a good Halloween. Spooky, spooky. Ooh. Sorry, I just wanted to like howl. I didn't know how to get it in there. But yeah, this is the end of our Halloween episode, so it's kind of sad, but
it is.
We'll probably find ways to slip other things into the normal year, you know? And yeah, but if you missed any of our Halloween episodes, you're like, wow, I really wish we had more Halloween content, like them talking about what they do on Halloween, or conspiracies, or true crime, or paranormal stories, stuff like that, don't worry, we did it all. So you can check it out on our Instagram. We have a link tree, and you can find out everywhere we're posted. We are on Apple Podcasts, so please give us a review there. But if it's easier for you to listen and stuff on Spotify, Anchor, all the other platforms, feel free to listen wherever it's best for you. Under that link tree, we still have Black Lives Matter petitions, informations, facts. So please use those sources, check them out, and make sure that we're still fighting this fight, because on any day, it's more important to fight for Black Lives Matter than anything, even on Halloween. So before you go out and do your Halloween shenanigans, go do that. Mm-hmm. Please and thank you. And at the very bottom of our link tree, after you've done all that, there's a listener support button, and you can donate to help support our podcast, all the hard work we do, all of our future Halloween costumes, Emily's trip to see me. Just kidding. But if you really like the podcast, you can show your support, and we'd really appreciate it. And yeah, that's all on our Instagram, which Emily will tell you the name of.
Our Instagram is at My Favorite Neighbor Podcast, spelt the American way, so no U's.
Sadly, but that's
except
okay.
Except we hope to see yous there.
Yeah, oh, the only yous will be you on that page.
Get yous there.
We'll see you there, and we'll see you later, alligators. Have a good and happy Halloween.
Have a good and happy Halloween. See you later, lovelies.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, it's Courtney, and I know we already said goodbye, but I'm editing this episode, and I just wanted to leave a little note at the end. I know in this episode that we're laughing at multiple stories and situations. Number one, my story where I got pulled over the cops, where I said I'm terrified I'm going to get in trouble. I'm not terrified for my life. And the real reason, I guess, if you're looking at it, like I was joking about different reasons why we didn't get anything, it's because everybody in the car was white. In this situation, had any of that changed, it probably would have been terrifying and people would have been scared for their lives. I was scared my mom was gonna yell at me. I was scared that something was gonna be put on my record, but then would later be like cease to exist once I was an adult. So I just really want to make sure that even though we were laughing in that situation, that I am aware of the privilege in that story, and I didn't mean to make light of it in that moment. We were just really giggly from the previous stories, and yeah, I just want to say I'm aware of my privilege and I'm aware of the situation, and I'm so sorry if it did offend you, but I do hope that you can see the little parts in the story that were meant to be lighter. Thank you, and sorry. Have a good, happy, safe Halloween, and please check out the link tree in our Instagram bio. Thank you.